بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, inshallah, we're continuing with the names of Allah. We're taking a look at the name of Allah, Al-Muhsin. Al-Muhsin, coming from the root verb of hasuna yahsunu husnan, fahuwa hasanun, to be beautiful, good, or nice, to be fitting, suitable, or appropriate. Or that's the, you could say the first pattern. The fourth pattern of ahsana yuhsinu ihsanan fahuwa muhsinun means to do something expertly, to be a master, to have proficiency. It also means to be very good, or kind, or friendly, or generous, or excellent. So therefore, Al-Muhsin means the most excellent, simply put. That's a pretty straightforward way of describing. Al-Muhsin means the most excellent. Allah is perfect, precise, and exact in everything that He does. Also, Allah Ta'ala is generous and gives His blessings abundantly. His actions are excellent, just as His names are excellent. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And to Allah belongs the best names, so invoke Him by them. This is why we're learning this whole topic of the names of Allah, because we should not only learn them, know them, but also call upon Allah Ta'ala with them and appreciate them and get closer to Allah through them. This name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala doesn't occur in the Quran, but it is found in certain hadith and it is never paired with any other name. You know, you often find names paired together, but when it comes to Allah's name, Al-Muhsin, it's not in the Quran, it's found in hadith, and it's not paired with anything else. The Prophet ﷺ says, إِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا وَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُحْسِنٌ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. If you judge, be just. And if you slaughter, as in if you slaughter an animal, do so excellently. In other words, minimize the suffering. Indeed, Allah is excellent and loves those who do excellent. So, you know, describing different arenas of life, different areas of life, whether you're judging between people, take it very seriously. If you're going to be killing an animal, of course, you're dealing with the pain of this animal. Try to do it as painlessly as possible. Just do ihsan in everything that you do. And, you know, the list goes on. These are two realms, but subhanAllah, there could be many others. The Prophet says what? إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُحْسِنٌ يُحِبُّ الْإِحْسَانِ فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقَتْلَ or no, الْقَتْلَ وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذَّبْحِ وَلْيُحِدَّ أَحَدُكُمْ شَفْرَتَهُ ثُمَّ لِيُرِحْ ذَبِيحَتَهُ. Indeed, Allah is the most excellent and He loves excellence. So when you kill, kill expertly. And when you slaughter, be proficient in your slaughter. One of you should sharpen his blade and then put the animal at ease. So in other words, the implication here is don't sharpen the knife in front of the animal. You should sharpen it and then go to the animal. And you should sharpen the knife away from it. And also, when you take the animal down, let it calm down. This is something that anybody who's, you know, slaughtered an animal, let's say on Eid al-Adha, you know, or after Eid al-Adha, you go and do the udhiyah, you do the slaughter. And, you know, there's many different ideas, many different sunan that must be applied. You lay the animal down, calm it down, make sure it's relaxed, don't show it the blade, don't show it other, let's say, previously slaughtered animals, you don't leave it in like a pool of blood. Different things like this, and when you do so very quickly. You shouldn't cut near the bottom of the neck, rather you should go very high up where it's softer and therefore very quick. Of course, the animal will feel maybe a pinch for a second of the cut, but the idea is that once the two arteries are cut and the blood just pours out very quickly, the mind empties out, or sorry, you should say the head empties out of blood, and therefore the animal goes unconscious almost instantaneously. So hopefully, in terms of suffering, it's almost nothing. It is the most, you could say, merciful and the most decent way of taking a life. And now when it comes to Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and His excellence, there is the general excellence that He's done towards everything, and then there's something more specific. So let's take a look. Generally, Allah Ta'ala describes Himself as saying, أَلَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ. He is the one who perfected everything which He created. So clearly this is a very general, broad. Everything He created, there's ihsan in it. There's excellence in it. Furthermore, Allah says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. He created the heavens and the earth in truth and formed you and perfected your forms, and to Him is the final destination. So again, this general ihsan. And furthermore, Allah says, وَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So blessed is Allah, the best of the most excellent of creators. And we know that Allah Ta'ala created the creation to test excellence in all of us. Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أيكم أحسن عملا. And it is He who created the seven, He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and His throne had been upon water, that He might test you as to which of you is best indeed. And we know Allah also says, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. He created death and life to test you as to which of you is best in deeds. So not only did Allah Ta'ala do this creation with ihsan, but He also says your purpose of life is to test you and to see who are people of ihsan. Very amazing concept here. And that is, you could say broadly, every human being is being tested with their ihsan, and Allah Ta'ala created everything with an amount of ihsan. That's the aam. What about the khas? What about the more specifically? More specifically, we know that Allah's speech is excellent. Allah says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Allah has sent down the best of statement. This Quran, it's the best. Allah Ta'ala says, alif lam mim. تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم هدى ورحمة للمحسنين. Alif lam mim. These are the verses of the wise book as a guidance and a mercy for the people of excellence. So not only is this hadith or this statement of this Quran, is it, it's a manifestation of ihsan, but in addition to this, it's only going to be accepted and understood and appreciated and considered guidance and a mercy for who? For the people of ihsan as well. And we know that, more particularly than that, when Allah Ta'ala tells us stories, and we see throughout the Quran, there are many different stories being narrated about past prophets and so forth, all of them are excellent. As Allah says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. We relate to you, O Muhammad, the best of stories. And we know that not only the stories, but Allah's ahkam, rulings, laws, sharia, is excellent and as well. Because Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا. But who is better than Allah in judgment? Allah Ta'ala asks this, you could say, rhetorical question, implying, of course, nobody could be better than Allah in judgment. And Allah Ta'ala loves the people of excellence. Allah says, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So be excellent, do good. Indeed, Allah loves the people of excellence. SubhanAllah. Very, very encouraging words for us to try our best. And whatever we do, do it well. Furthermore, Allah Ta'ala reassures us that if you do make an effort, and even if the people don't appreciate your hard work, guess what Allah Ta'ala does? As Allah says, إِنَّا لَنُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Indeed, we will not allow to be lost the reward of any who did well in deeds. Anybody who did good, anybody who did excellently, we're never going to allow any of that effort to go to waste. Even if the people don't appreciate it, Allah appreciates it and records everything. Allah Ta'ala is with those. He is always with them. Al-Ma'iyyah. He's always with them. And this implies what? That Allah is with you and going to be blessing you and taking care of you. And He's going to be in your corner, essentially, if you will, figuratively speaking, of course. That Allah Ta'ala is always with you. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who fear Him and those who are people of excellence. So, of course, we always ask the question, how does this name affect the believer? Well, we know in the lengthy hadith of Jibreel, that in which we find out the definition of Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. In this hadith, which we're not going to go through all of it, but essentially we're going to fast forward to the part in which Jibreel alayhi salam asks, فأخبرني عن الإحسان. He inquires and says, inform me about Ihsan. What is this concept of Ihsan? And the Prophet responds, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That Ihsan is that you worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. Even though you do not see Him, indeed He sees you. We've talked about this hadith a number of times. It's very relevant. It's very beautiful. But it is this concept of al-mushahada and al-muraqaba. Mushahada is the concept that you worship Allah seeing Him in everything. As in, you see the Creator in all the creation. Everything I look around, I realize that this is all being created, maintained, sustained by Allah Ta'ala. And muraqaba is the sense that you're worshiping Allah knowing that He sees you, and therefore you feel Allah Ta'ala's presence and you recognize that you are being watched. And so this combination of is really the definition of excellence, the faith that has reached that high level of the believer. Another way of seeing it is that when you're doing good deeds, you see Allah Ta'ala as your goal, as in you have sincere love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's as if you see whatever I'm doing it for the sake of Allah. It's as if I see Him. And then when I'm tempted by evil, I know that He sees me. So now I back off that evil and I try to have a sense of taqwa and I get away from that evil because I know He's watching. So there's that combination of both. I'm seeing him and he's seeing me during good times, during bad times. And the idea here is that it is keeping your faith strong and you're becoming a person of ihsan, inshallah. Excellence is what you, excellence is, has many rewards, alhamdulillah, with it. For instance, you are going to, from it, get both knowledge and wisdom. Allah Ta'ala is going to bless you with more knowledge and more wisdom because you're a person who tries to strive for excellence. We know this from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And when Yusuf alayhi salam reached maturity, we gave him judgment and knowledge. So you are discerning, you know how to judge situations, and you have a strong foundation in your knowledge, and thus do we reward the people of excellence. As in, this is not just particular to Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala is letting us know, is concluding this verse by saying what? Concluding this ayah by saying that this is the way all people of ihsan get treated. They are going to be increased in judgment and in knowledge. Same thing with Musa alayhi salam. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Almost very similar ayah. And when he attained his full strength and was mentally mature, we bestowed upon him judgment and knowledge, and thus do we reward the people of excellence. SubhanAllah. So you see the parallel between Yusuf and Musa alayhi salam. Throughout the Quran, this is something very consistent. And Allah Ta'ala promises that you are going to become established in the land if you're a person of ihsan. And this makes sense. If you are someone who strives for excellence, people are going to want to keep you around. They're going to want to give you a good position, make sure you live around us. We want you in our community. We're going to give you a nice house. We're going to give you a good job. It makes perfect rational sense. And we find that Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And thus we establish Yusuf in the land to settle therein wherever he willed. We touch with our mercy whom we will, and we do not allow to be lost the reward of the people of excellence. There are many different rewards described throughout the Quran for the people of ihsan. We're going to go through a number of them, inshallah. Hopefully this will be encouragement so that whatever you do, you try to do it the best way possible. You don't try to cut corners. The believer shouldn't be the type of person that cuts corners. You want to be someone who does things fully and does things excellently and tries to make sure that you do things well. Don't cut corners. That's not the quality of the Muslim. And why? Because there's so much reward for you to do things well. Allah Ta'ala says what? فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So Allah gave them the reward of this world and the good reward of the hereafter, and Allah loves the people of excellence. So subhanAllah, you get good in this life and the next. Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ الْحُسْنَى. For those who have responded to their Lord is the الْحُسْنَى, the best of rewards. Allah says, لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. He says that part of the reason why he created us is that he may recompense those who do evil with the penalty of what they have done and recompense those who do good with the best of rewards. So you do evil, you're going to get evil. You do excellent, you're going to get excellent. Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. For those who have done excellence, their reward is going to be excellence and even more. There's going to be even extra. And the tafsir of this ayah, you often find is that if you do good, Allah Ta'ala is going to give you paradise, and the ziyadah, the extra, is being able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that no mind can ever appreciate how great it will be until they finally experience it. Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ. For those who do good in this world, for those who do excellence in this world, is going to be more excellence, and the home of the hereafter is even better. And Allah Ta'ala says, لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That Allah may reward according to the best of what they did and increase them from His bounty, and Allah gives provisions to whom He wills without account. Allah is saying, when you do excellence, when you strive for excellence, I'm going to keep on increasing, multiplying, and you're going to be given provisions without any measure. This is a great and incredible promise from Allah. And of course, the question, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ, as Allah mentions in Surah Ar-Rahman, ayah number 60, is the reward for excellence anything but excellence? The answer is, of course, you're going to be given excellent. Part of excellence is to balance your pursuit of this world and the next. You know, how much do I, you know, strive in my degree for my secular studies? How much do I strive for the akhirah, trying to memorize Quran and also trying to, you know, be charitable and I don't know, volunteering at the masjid and so forth? You know, how do I balance that? Allah says, وابتغي فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك. But seek through that which Allah has given you the home of the hereafter. So primarily seek the Akhirah. And yet do not forget your share of this world. So yes, you want to. Allah says what? Seek this paradise. Don't forget your portion of this dunya. You have to work for it as well. And do excellent as Allah has done excellent towards you. So just as you feel that Allah has blessed you with health and wealth and all these opportunities, so you feel that you've been given a lot, respond back with excellence towards Allah. And look at the way Allah Ta'ala describes the Arabic language and studying the Arabic language for the people of excellence. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِسَانًا عَرَبِيًا لِيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ. And this is a confirming book in an Arabic tongue to warn those who have wronged, and as a good tiding, as good tidings to the excellent. So in other words, Allah Ta'ala is saying this book is an Arabic text. It's a warning to the people of evil, but it's also good news to the believers and to the people of excellence. So if you're a person of excellence, not only are you going to appreciate this book, not only are you going to rejoice with this book, but you're going to rejoice specifically because of it in its original language of Arabic, inshallah. We should always strive and struggle for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. As Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who strive for us, we will surely guide them to our ways. And indeed, Allah is with the excellent. And what is the effect of Allah Ta'ala's deen upon you? It has this certain, you could say, almost tinting or staining effect, that the believers have a certain quality that might be something indescribable, but it's there. It's something that you can detect and feel. Allah describes it and says what? سِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَةَ. It's translated as the religion of Allah, but it really means like the dye, the dye of Allah, as in this tinting that Allah Ta'ala gives you. And who is better than Allah in this dye or this tinting or this quality that is given to the believers? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. And we are indeed worshippers to Him. So subhanAllah, lots of motivation here for us to be people of Ihsan. May Allah Ta'ala make us closer to Him who is Al-Muhsin. And may Allah Ta'ala allow us to strive for excellence in whatever we do. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.